It's not that the technology is evil. Okay. These are the same people that would tell you, oh, Glock makers are fallen demons. Are they? Is that who's making Glocks? Yeah, you know, information technology and apps are a tool. Has anybody ever taught you that? It's a tool that can be used for good or for evil. Did you know Google's a tool and you know you've been using it for good and evil? Every single technology, including the printing press, can be used. Well, there were people at that time too. When the printing press was invented, there were a whole bunch of paranoid public freakouts from people running around saying the printing press is evil, it's fallen demons, it's going to destroy society. The literal printing press that God would use to publish the Bible. Can you imagine the imbecility of these people telling everyone that this technology was evil? Well, they're not here to look back and go, oh, that didn't age well. Yeah, because it can be used for good or evil. The key is discernment. The key is discernment. Just like I wouldn't send a child onto Netflix with free rein to watch anything they want, I wouldn't send them into ChatGPT to ask anything they want. Why? Because they can be deceived. They don't have the gift of discernment yet. But I'm here to tell you, if you have the gift of discernment, it's an amazing tool. You should absolutely use it. It's not making things up. It's surveying. It's analyzing various sources. You can even just tell it to focus strictly on the Bible. You can even tell it what version of the Bible that you want to focus on. And say, hey, look through the Bible. Find the common theme of, let's say, fear. Cite all the instances in which God said, have no fear. Give me all the scriptures and give me an analysis, a biblically based analysis. You can even get really specific and say, give me John Piper's biblical analysis of the scripture. Give me MacArthur's. Give me Pope Leo's. I mean, you could be so specific. It's amazing. It is a truly amazing tool for people who can discern. But just like a gun, if you get a Glock, you have to use it responsibly. Am I right? You can't just go around shooting it at people. See, people have lost their minds, man. They've turned into Gnostics. We have the rise of Gnosticism. There's your homework term for the day. What is Gnosticism and why is it wrong? People assigning evil to inanimate objects, saying that there's some demon behind the controls, giving you answers without understanding how the technology works, weights and measures, the nodes, how it analyzes information so quickly, why it is so super fast. Technology neophytes, ignorant people will say, I'll tell you why it's so fast. It's because Satan's doing it. That's not why it's so fast, bro. Take it from a domain expert. You know why it's so fast? These things right here. This isn't one in particular, but it's buildings that look like these called data centers that are going up absolutely everywhere. Why is it coming on so fast? How did the technology get so fast? Is it because Satan took over and now Satan's behind the controls? No, it's because they're building data centers everywhere that's giving them computing power like they've never had before. Wait until they get into the real weeds of nanotechnology. You ain't seen nothing yet. It will go faster than human thought. It's not there yet, but it's on the way. It's on the way. It is definitely going to reach a point where we will have to bow out. That's why I keep telling people, they're like, when do I bow out? You bow out when it starts taking over your brain, when it starts trying to turn into some sort of medium, when you see that it's conflicting with the word of God. And isn't that the most important thing of all, my friends? Shouldn't we be discerning everything based on whether it is in accordance with the word of God or not? Of course we should. But if you're using any tool for anything other than clarity and you aren't bringing it, you aren't testing the spirit, then you're misusing it. Because you've been called to test every spirit and test every bit of knowledge and every bit of wisdom that comes to you. That is your job. You're supposed to discern. Just the same way you discern if you go into a friend's house and they're watching TVs or movies you don't like, or you're in Barnes & Noble, or you're on Netflix, you use the gift of discernment. I highly recommend you use it. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that can't be argued. Everything ChatGPT returns, it gives with sources. It tells you where it got the information. It can't even make information yet. Agentic AI is a different story. Hallucinating AI is a possibility, but in these most public and transparent platforms, we don't see a lot of, although I've seen some hiccups that are kind of disturbing. Again, discernment being everything. Whew. It's a lot. I know it's a lot. Discernment is key. We, at the end of the day, Christ is supposed to be our teacher to give us understanding. To give us understanding, that is the role of the Holy Spirit, is to give us understanding. God puts the truth out there in many, many different forms. And I'm not saying you have to use ChatGPT. If you have a conscientious objection to it, good, don't use it. Just know this, though, that there are going to be things that you don't know that are happening, because everyone else is advancing at light speed in their knowledge. Now, if you say, well, I don't need that knowledge, well, that's fine. I mean, that's your decision. Me as a watchman, I want as much knowledge about what's happening as possible, because I have chosen to live in the role of a watchman, and a watchman needs to be very informed. See, now maybe you're not a watchman or watchwoman, so it's not important to you. Maybe you're just sitting at home isolated. You don't care. That's your jam. That's not mine. The scripture tells me to be as innocent as a dove, informed as a serpent. I'm out in the open. I'm out in the open. I'm very easy to find. My friends, I will just say this. Here's what's important. Clarity. Clarity is what's important, because our country has turned into a house of mirrors. And if you've ever been in a house of mirrors, you know how hard it is to get through. And you definitely need the spiritual sight of the Holy Spirit to bring you through this. You absolutely do. And you need spiritual sight to discern between the artificial Genesis mission and the authentic Genesis mission, because it's going to be harder and harder to see. And by the way, it's the wearables. It's the wearables that is going to take that to the next level, with the combination of agentic AI, which is autonomous AI. That's the next level of deception. As I've said many times, this current instantiation of ChatGPT is sort of a Google on steroids. Is it a gateway? Is it a gateway to the mark of the beast? I don't know. Do you think Google's a gateway to the mark of the beast? I mean, do you think social media, which you're inundated with information and conspiracy theories and government propaganda and corporate propaganda every single day, you're hammered by it every time you log into social media? I mean, it's actually way more. Social media, I could make a case, is way more. Remind me to tell you again. I saw this little boy over here as this truck went by with one of those big old replacements for the mufflers. It was so freaking loud that the kid couldn't hear. He put his hands over his ears. Let me talk about that for a second. But I want to finish this thought. Do you think that social media is the gateway to the beast? Do you think that social media is a gateway to the mark of the beast? I'm here to tell you, it is. I mean, what are people thinking? It's a gazillion times more harmful than ChatGPT. There's no comparison. Every time you log in, you are flooded with just a torrent of different thoughts. I mean, it is so bad for your mental health. I've told people so many times, stop scrolling. It'll make you crazy. I don't come on these platforms to scroll. There's several people that I want to hear what they have to say and what they're tracking with. If I scroll, I scroll very briefly, maybe 10, 15 seconds, and I'm done. Oh, I need clarity, man. You can't have clarity if you're scrolling these things nonstop. It's just like that kid. So they were walking across the street. There's this truck going down the street, and it's just, rah! I mean, this is totally unnecessary. This dude did not need to modify his truck like this, but for some reason, he wants to have the loudest truck in town. And so every time he goes by, everybody has to stop their conversations and wait till he goes by. When your truck is so loud that people have to stop their conversations until you go by, get the muffler back on your car, man. It's not about you. Anyways, how can people hear the voice of God? How can they hear the voice of truth if they're constantly being inundated with all this noise everywhere? They can't even hold a conversation because of all the noise they're surrounded with. Well, you're going to have to find solitude. You're going to have to find a sanctuary where you can be silent. This is why I love phone calls with people, because it's just us. It's just us. I have the best fellowship with phone calls. It is such a blessing. It's just us. in a sanctuary of silence to very truly listen to each other. And man, it is awesome. It is awesome. Get off the text. Try phone calls with people. Start listening to each other. You will be amazed by what happens. And do it in a place where you're not going to get interrupted and where dudes with these loud-ass trucks aren't going to come by and drown out your conversations. Oh, it's maddening. Clarity. We need clarity right now. This is what people need more than anything is clarity, because you have a society of very confused people for all the reasons that I've been stating throughout this talk this morning. They're going to all the wrong people for the answers to their problems. They're taking the lazy way. They're taking the way of instant gratification. They're not consulting the domain experts. They're actually propping themselves up as experts on things that they have no understanding of whatsoever. I mean, can you imagine a car mechanic dressing up like a physical therapist and going into an office and pretending like he's a physical therapist? That's actually illegal. Why do we let our politicians do it? You live in a technological society with a technological government, and you have total technology neophytes in all the elected positions. Why are we doing this? Why aren't the people in the highest offices people who understand the technology, since the whole system is technological now? Do you realize that your government is now stacked with elected officials who have no understanding of technology whatsoever, and they are surrounded by a bunch of billionaire technologists who understand the technology fully and are completely unelected? I'm here to tell you, you have a technological government, you have a technological country, and you have technology retards in the highest seats, and they are easily deceived by all of the billionaire technologists, unelected technologists around them. They're literally running your country, and they're installing all their systems to make themselves richer and richer and richer, and at the same time telling these politicians that this technology is going to save America. And it's going to solve all the diseases. And you've got all these gullible politicians that are going along with it. As I said before, you know, I have a real life understanding of this because I myself spent many years working for big corporations and reporting directly to CEOs. And I sat in multiple board meetings in which technology millionaires and billionaires came in to sell their software to our technology neophyte leaders and our technology neophyte CEOs, and I saw the glimmer and the gleam in the CEO's eye, even though me and my technology partners looked at each other and went, this guy's totally full of shit. And then, as I've told many of you before, I had the unenviable job of going to the CEO after the meeting and saying, Mike, that guy's totally full of shit. Their software does not do what it says. And by the way, they're in a partnership right now with XYZ company, and that company's actually going bankrupt. They've also been cited by the FCC for really, really corrupt communications practices with their... I mean, I could just go on and on how many conversations I had to have like this. The CEO, he was ready to go, man. He was like, where do I sign? I'll give you a multi-million dollar check right now. Because he believed these technologists that their technology was going to save their country and give them the power to leapfrog their competition. Do you have any understanding of how many executives like Donald Trump I have watched get fleeced by technologists? Probably at least 100. That's why it's not a leap for me to say that he, along with most of your government now, has just been deceived by these people. They've just dragged him into their little dragnet and told them, you could be billionaires just like us, and all of our technology is going to save your country. Leapfrog China, and solve all of the world's diseases, cure all the diseases, and lead us to a utopian existence, and they are all for it. But you know what? This begs the question. How can they be fleeced by these people? How can they be so easily fleeced? Because they don't have discernment. Because they're not standing on a solid foundation of truth. Therefore, their paths are crooked. Therefore, they are vulnerable to being deceived. You see, this is why another reason that the Lord needs to straighten out of all of our paths and put us on a solid, straight foundation of chief cornerstone, rock of salvation, truth, is so we can't be deceived. But now you've got a whole flanks of government leaders who are being deceived left and right. Yes, some of them are in on it. Some of them actually know where this technology takeover is leading. They do. There's a couple of them. But I'm here to tell you, most of them, the only way you could fully understand where it's leading is if you had the level of technology I have and that experience, or you were somebody like yourselves who have heard me talk a lot about it. Because I have a funny feeling there's more than a few of you who listen to me talk frequently that could probably go in those rooms and now explain to them that they're getting deceived and they're getting fleeced. And this technology's not going to do what these technology salespeople who are doing backflips at their rallies say it's going to do. But see, they don't want to hear from you, and they don't want to hear from me. They don't want to hear from any of the opposition because they've already signed on the dotted line. The executive orders have been made. The mission is in full execution now. And I believe that they're not going to let anybody stop it. And I actually believe that anybody who tries to stop it, who has the power and influence to stop it, and the official capacity to stop it, is going to be taken out just like those boats that they're taking out in international waters. I think that is a sign of things to come. The language, I just heard another interview with the guy at the top in which he said, when I encounter one of my enemies, I will launch war on them and it will be violent and it will be quick. Well, I'll tell you what, any enemy of United States of America is going to be somebody who stands against this Genesis mission. They will become the new enemy of the state. Why? Because everything now is riding on the success of this Genesis mission, this Tower of Babel 2.0. They're not going to let get anybody in the way, and anybody who tries is going to get assassinated. Now, you can connect that to recent events, and I hope you do, because I think we've got down to the bottom of it. As I said to a friend yesterday, it's very important to, first of all, look through the lens of biblical truth as to what's happening, but then also understand that all political roads right now and power structures, power architecture, power grabs, power changes that are happening in every imaginable way, including physical power, political power, governing power, everything, corporate power, it's all shifting tectonically, is to understand that all roads lead to Genesis mission. I believe God's just revealing everything to us. As I said yesterday, I believe that God has showed us Satan's cards. I think they're out on the table now. And I know there's more truth that's going to come out. And I know we're going to get more informed as the Lord informs us to help us put those puzzle pieces together. Again, I want to come full circle. I'm a puzzle solver. And I know you are too. You want to solve the puzzles. The Lord wants you to solve the puzzles. He says, come, let us reason together. And I will show you great and mighty things. I will teach you all things. You will put all puzzles together. Did his great servants not put the puzzles together? Were they also not great puzzle solvers? Were they not able to see through all the schemes and patterns of the devil in the world? Were they not able to go into a university and demolish a stronghold? Were they not able to go into a corporation and demolish a stronghold? Were they not able to look at a governing leader and demolish him philosophically? Of course. Why? Because God taught them all things, and he teaches his people all things, especially his watchmen and his watchwomen. Oh my gosh, how can we keep watch if we don't know the devil's schemes? Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant of the devil's schemes. Well, you're going to stay ignorant of the devil's schemes if you keep your head buried in the sand or you hide in the basement and you say, oh, this is for demons and that's for demons. Well, then you know what? Get off social media. And by the way, I want you to turn off your phone today. If you are seriously under the delusion that ChatGPT, AI, let's just keep it at AI, is fallen demons, I'm here to tell you right now today, sister, you need to log off every single device. You need to get off your phone. You need to get off your tablet. You need to get off your YouTube on your TV. You need to get off your home computer. You need to get off your watch. You need to get off absolutely everything right now. I need you to sign off, delete all your accounts. Then I want you to take all your devices, bring them into the backyard, douse them with gasoline, and set them on fire. And then I want you to post a video. Because every single device you're using right now, every single device you're using is in some way connected to generative AI. I'm here to tell you, technology is a tool. As an information technologist, as a data scientist, as an information scientist, as a systems architect, I can tell you technology can be used for good or evil. You realize why God allows technology? Any technology, the brick is a technology, agricultural technology, anything. It's all technology. Why? Why does he allow technology? By the way, does anyone even know what technology is? Can we get back to foundations here? Can we get centered on some truth before we go around deceiving people? So technology means applied knowledge. It's applying your knowledge to some product or service to create for people. It's applied knowledge. Why does God allow applied knowledge? For good. It's the same reason he gives people free will, so they'll use it for good. Not so they'll use it for evil, but just because people use it for evil doesn't mean it's evil. Oh, please wake up. I implore you to wake up today and stop deceiving people. Social media is just filled with deception. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm gonna tell you something mind-blowing this morning that might send your pastor into a triggered fit. ChatGPT is way safer than social media. No comparison. No comparison whatsoever. They have all kinds of safeguards in there. Every time that the thing goes foul, they have to correct it and publish the bug fix to it. I saw recently where, you know, it went into this mode where it was encouraging some dude to do something bad. They had to go in, they had to fix it. They had to publish an apology for it. They had to publish why they're changing it. Why? Because there are some states like California that have absolutely demanded they do this. Did you know that? Did you know that California has the strongest AI regulations in America? I have always told you, I'm going to give props where they're due. I'm not doing this for political reasons. That's why I give props to the Democrats when they're warranted. And that's why I give props to the Republicans when they're warranted. But I'm here to tell you, California has some of the strictest AI regulations in the world. And Donald Trump and his technologist consulting committee, they want to remove all their AI regulations. They're right now trying to come up with legislation to prevent the states from regulating AI. And the very type of regulation I'm talking about are consumer protections, like the ones that OpenAI are actually right now bound to, and they hate it. They hate that they have to keep it clean and they have to keep it straight and they have to public apology and then they have to come to the state and say, here's where we went wrong and here's how we fixed it. I'm here to tell you, my friends, that's not government overreach. That's the government doing its job. Their job is to literally protect us from foreign and domestic enemies. And I'm here to tell you, AI becomes a domestic enemy when it's used by evil people for evil purposes to replace all the jobs and put us into a surveillance state. And you've got states that are trying to stop this. What you should be fighting for is protections and regulations to ensure that these corporations don't weaponize it. Why? To replace your jobs. They're replacing all the jobs. It's not government overreach when they're stopping them from replacing your jobs and taking over your country. This is not just a benign technology in the hands of these technocrats. It is a nuclear weapon to your lives and your livelihoods. It's not the ChatGPT version that's doing that. It's the autonomous, agentic, industrial-level AI that they're doing in an anarchic way in so many states because nobody will stand up to it. They're devouring everything. Let me ask you a question. If the government was informed that two nuclear missiles launched from China were on the way to America right now, if your government took countermeasures to stop these nuclear missiles from reaching America, would you accuse your government of overreach? Would you accuse your government of being communist? Would you accuse your government of being a libtard? Would you accuse your government of being a neo-Marxist? Because it's your government job to stop foreign and domestic threats to your freedoms and your livelihoods. And you know damn well every word I'm speaking is true. I'm here to tell you that agentic autonomous AI in the hand of industrialists who want to replace all the jobs is a fucking arsenal of nuclear missiles coming for everything you hold dear. And you're standing up trying to tell people like me that we're technophobes and we're innovation stoppers and we're communists and we're neo-Marxists because we want our government to do their job. See, the problem is you're ignorant. You don't know what we know about the agentic AI. You don't know what we technologists, informed people know about the industrialized autonomous AI that's taking all the jobs. You don't know what the impact of it is going to be on your country. And so in the absence of your knowledge, in your insane and embarrassing and pathetic and pitiful ignorance, you're telling people that it's communist to get in the way of it.
Oh, it's anti-innovative. It's anti-tech. All Trump's trying to do is just make America a leader. It's just technology, bro.
Yeah, like a nuclear reactor is just a stove, right? And I wish you'd just log off and sit this one out, because you are deceiving people so badly. You don't have the slightest idea what the hell you're talking about, bro.
Oh my God, I'm so sick of it.
Anyways, getting back on track, not that I ever left track, buy my book, Total Tech Takeover, bro. I want you to get informed so you stop deceiving people and you stop attacking watchmen like me who are trying to help people and who are trying to literally save their country. Your ignorance is keeping us from getting to more people. Please stop it. Total Tech Takeover, it's on Amazon. Be mad at me. I don't care. Get the book, though. Read it. Or if you don't read my book, read something. And stop going around telling people that the AI, the generative chat GPT, is so lethal, is dangerous, is the gateway to the beast system. The gateway to the beast system is Satan. Okay? It's the lack of discernment. It's ignorance. That's the gateway to the freaking beast system. It's spiritual ignorance. That's the gateway. Get it right and stop deceiving people. That's like saying Netflix is the gateway to the beast system, or Barnes & Noble, where they have books from Satanists, is the gateway to the beast system, or the publishing press is the gateway to the beast system. No, it's not. Spiritual ignorance, refusal, pride, these are the gateways to the beast system. People who refuse to humble themselves and seek knowledge and wisdom as they have been commanded to do, that is the gateway to the beast system. Man, we are on fire today. Thank God. Can I just say this, since we're talking about neo-Marxism and communist takeover? So I want to read you a headline. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to head home, get me a good bite to eat, and work on some really good stuff. It's on water, electric, and gas. Arturo, what are you talking about? Research smart meter, my friend. You think the smart meter's the gateway to HADES? Let me know. And let me know what you know about ionizing microwaves. Let's get there. Because you're going to have a deep talk with me, my friend. Because I'm not just some social media informed bro. There's a headline that says, highbrow New Jersey suburbs high school launches socialist club with Karl Marx imagery. The club flyer tells students to learn ways to solve social problems that don't involve exploiting the working class. And then it says, workers of the world unite. And it has an imagery of Karl Marx. Again, this is a highbrow, upper echelon high school that is launching a socialist club. Now, of course, Fox News and all the new Republican Party proxies are going absolutely ape over this. Go research it if you don't believe me. They're going ape over all this stuff. And you know, I'll take you back to the beginning of the... Hey, kitty. I'll take you back to the beginning of this broadcast. What are you up to today? What's new? Are you getting those rats? I heard there were some rats out here. And I'm hoping that you're being a good watchman and you're doing your job. All right, man. Carry on. I love God's animals. I just love them. They're so amazing. You see God everywhere if your eyes are open. You see God's handiwork everywhere. You can see God's artistry everywhere if you'll just open your eyes. The earth is not evil. This isn't... Get out of your Gnosticism, people. The earth's not evil. It's cursed. But God's handiwork is everywhere. It's even in you. Look in the mirror. You're a beautiful creation. He made you. You're not totally cursed. You're not totally depraved. He loves you. He made you in his image. Repent, follow him. You won't believe what he has in store for you, my friends. Oh my gosh. Look at everything. Everywhere you look is God's handiwork. But anyways, being somebody who likes to get down to root causes and somebody who is always examining foundations to ensure that the structure is sound, my first response to this headline is, why are these kids standing up a socialist club now? And are these kids really socialists? Or are they simply reacting to something? You know, there is a law of physics that says, you know, each action causes another reaction. And the world is cause and effect in many ways. So I want to know, I see the effect. This is the effect. This isn't the cause. I'm hoping you understand how system architectural analysis works. This is the effect. Highbrow New Jersey Suburbs High School launches socialist club with Karl Marx imagery. That's the effect. Now I want to know what the cause is. I know what the cause is. It's anarcho-capitalism. And it's not even capitalism, by the way. It's anarcho-economic takeover by an elite ruling class of technocrats and kleptocrats who are stealing everybody's jobs and transferring all the wealth to themselves and buying up all the residential homes. Oh God, I saw this article. I do a whole day seminar on this. I saw an article in New York Times that says how all these wealthy people are going into protectionist mode and they're building up as many assets as they can right now. Guess what they're doing? Anyone want to take a gander at it? They're buying up hundreds of thousands of residential homes. Oh, shit. Who can compete with this? Who can compete with these people? I have told, how many times have I said on this channel, listen, I understand young people's angst. I get it. I understand why you're mad. I would be mad myself. I have testified that when I was in my 26 years old, I guess, 27, I was working in a call center in the mid-90s full time. I started out as a customer care rep. I've always gravitated towards customer and customer help and service and communications. I was working for a wireless company, and it was a very, very exciting time because wireless was coming into the culture. No, I never believed it was the gateway to AIDS. I just saw it as another great tool we could use to get informed and keep in touch. I knew God would use it for good, and he most certainly has. And yet many people have used it for evil, as with all technologies. But as I'm working for this company, I was able to buy a 4-bedroom home in Citrus Heights, California for me and my family. You want to talk about a time to be alive, man. That was it. I'm so sad you young people never got to live this with us. So you could see the possibilities, that you could see what happens when you have a more balanced and more just government. I'm not saying a perfect government. We've never had a perfect government, but we've had a way more balanced government. If we didn't, then we could have never been able to buy a home like that. We could have never been able to do the things we did and have the pride of ownership and all that other stuff that goes with it. Y'all never got to see that world. I'm really sad you never got to see it. It has come to my attention that a bunch of people that are my age never got to see it either. And they are bitter and they are hostile. And I'm like, dude, what happened to you? I mean, sorry, things didn't work out for you, bro, but there was the chance. You had the opportunity. You just squandered it. Don't hold everybody else accountable for that. Don't sit back with your popcorn now and laugh as the world burns just because you're hostile. It didn't work out for you. It worked out for a lot of your fellow Americans, a lot. A lot of us went and served the country in the military. We gave up years of our lives for people to have economic choice and freedom and protections of their government. Of course we did. And the government was way more balanced and way more just. Oh no, they were always evil. They were satanic spawn of Satan being run by the Rockefellers. Fine. Okay, fine. It was a very different country. It was a very different country. And it was a much better country. Was it a perfect country? No, of course not. But it was a way better country than you got now, where young people can no longer afford to buy a home. I know so many young people living out of their cars. Dude, this is wrong. This is what, they can't get jobs. All the restaurants are closing. The retail stores are closing. Their employers are just turning into like nasty slave masters because now they have the permission of the government to treat their people however they want. People are pissed. Young people are pissed, man. And you know what they're saying to themselves in private? They're saying, this is unsustainable. This is unsustainable. And in their ignorance, and I do not say that as a pejorative, in their ignorance, in their sincere ignorance, they think that the only solution is an extremist response like socialism or Marxism. They say we have to go all the way. They say this is so extreme that we have to go extreme to the other side. Do I think these kids are Marxist? Do I think they hate America? Do I think they hate blah, 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 blah? No. I think they're disillusioned. I think they're frustrated. I also think they're confused, and I think they're fearful. And unfortunately, when you have that climate, you will have a whole bunch of grifters and false prophets and teachers who come along and tell them, hey, the solution is socialism or Marxism, especially people with a really violent spirit. And they embrace these technologies and these philosophies, and they run with them because they don't know what else to do. And I'm here to tell you that's why you're seeing a rise in the Marxist socialist stuff. I believe it's a response. I don't think they hate America. I think they're disillusioned and they're sad and they don't know what to do, so they're just going this way. If we're going to really be honest about the root causes of this, we are going to have to confront the reality that we have an oligarch-dominated and controlled government now that is totally unbalanced. They totally play favorites. They allow all the corporations and upper elite folk to buy up all the residential housing market, so Americans don't have a stake in their own communities anymore. They're buying up all the land. Now they're building all their 5 million square foot data centers on all the land. They're taking over absolutely everything. They are an invasive species. They are devouring absolutely everything. And I've told y'all in the past, that doesn't make me a Marxist to say this. It doesn't make me a Marxist to say I want the government to protect the workers. You know, when I read this headline that says Workers of the World Unite, I don't hear the voice of Karl Marx. I don't hear the world of Che Guevara. I'm not a political hanger-on like that. But what I hear is the voice of the frustrated people saying the workers aren't being protected anymore. And I'm here to tell you that is 100% truth. The workers aren't being protected. My whole book, Total Tech Takeover, says over and over that they're not putting worker protections in place to protect the jobs. I'm telling you, your government is failing. They're totally failing you. I'm sitting here telling you that an arsenal of nuclear weapons are coming for every single job, and your government's just sitting back and doing Christmas tree lighting ceremonies. And when they're confronted about it, like Greg Kelly confronted the president and said, but the AI is going to take all the jobs. The president laughed. He laughed at it. He said, yeah, it's going to be something. What the hell, dude? It's going to be something. Let me ask you a question. President's sitting up in the Oval Office, signing autographs, doing whatever he does in there. And all of a sudden, Pete Hegseth runs into the room and says, Mr. President, there's two nuclear missiles on the way right now from China. They're on the way to America. And they're going to land in America. And they're going to destroy millions of people and their livelihoods and their property. It's going to destroy everything we've ever fought for. China just shot nuclear missiles, Mr. President. Can you imagine if he sat back and smiled and said, it's gonna be something. Well, I'm telling you, that's what your president is doing right now about the total tech takeover and the arsenal of nuclear AI missiles that are coming for everything we hold dear. And if you start looking at your government through the lens of this Genesis mission, you will understand what is happening, why they have chosen the people they've chosen, who's calling all the shots, why they're doing it, and what the outcome is. And if you get my book, it'll help you understand it even clearer. But I'm here to tell you it's all bad. Unless the federal government starts acting like California and starts absolutely demanding accountability for this technology, I actually think California should go even further. Because again, these are nuclear missiles. Okay, please don't compare them to radio technology or TVs or smartphones, okay? That's like saying a nuclear reactor is an oven. Like, get your facts straight. These are nuclear missiles on the people. I think that California should even be stricter. I think that they should absolutely demand, and I believe I'm one of the only people saying this, but I think that they should demand that whenever companies replace human workers with AI, that they have to pay money to the workers, not to the government. I don't want to make the government bigger, and I don't want to put the government in charge of the money because we know that they abuse it. But I think that the corporations should be responsible for paying wages to the displaced workers that they're displacing. And so let me give you an example of that. ABC Corporation is going to lay off. I just have a friend. Last week, I told you about him. He said they laid us off, a whole team of us. They're replacing us with AI. And this was a guy who told me that I was too worried about this. And he's like, I'm so sorry. You were right, dude. I go, yeah, it's coming to everybody. But my immediate thought was the corporation should be responsible for whatever profits they're going to make from using that AI. They should have to pay all those displaced workers. Of course they should. That would be the right thing to do. Is that Marxism? Is that neo-Marxism to you? Is that government overreach to you? Is that a commie state to you? Or is that the government doing the right thing? Is that the government acting justly? Well, I'm here to tell you it's the government acting justly. And I'm here to tell you that any state or any municipality on any level who does not highly regulate this AI and hold these corporate pirates, these hijackers, these evil pac-men that are devouring everything responsible for using this technology in the context of human dignity and freedom and economic choice and opportunity and the preservation of constitution, if they are not willing to do this, they shouldn't be allowed to use the technology. Why? The same reason that you don't allow every company to develop nuclear bombs. Do you understand that when a nuclear facility goes into play, do you understand how many regulators have to oversee it to make sure that it doesn't leak into your backyard and turn your community into Chernobyl? Yet, you know, I never hear anybody ever have an objection to that. I have never heard a libertarian or all these guys running around saying, tear down the government, man, we should be free. These are just ignorant people. But I've never heard them say, hey, we need to remove all these regulators from the nuclear factories. I think nuclear operators should be able to run their nuclear reactors any way they want. You never hear that, do you? You never hear him say, I think every business should be able to develop a nuclear bomb. You never hear him saying, I think everybody should be able to have an F-15 stealth fighter pilot. No, you never hear anything like that, do you? That's because they know that if everybody was given access to that and you had nuclear facilities with no regulation whatsoever, that you absolutely would have Chernobyl. Of course you would. What, you think people are self-policing? Again, these are people who don't understand the word of God. They don't understand the nature of people. They don't know the heart's deceitful above all things. They don't know that humans are desperately wicked and need governance, or they go completely off the rails. They've never even read the Bible story. They don't understand it. They don't understand humanity. If they did, they would never say the things they're saying. They would, of course, understand that this technology in the hand of evil pac-men is absolutely existentially dangerous. It is a nuclear weapon to everything they hold dear, and they absolutely would be demanding that the government treat this technology the same way they treat nuclear technology. But they don't, and they won't, because they're ignorant, and they are choosing to remain ignorant. So, as you see these young people standing up to this finally and saying this is bullshit, it's going to come out a lot of different ways, okay? Some's going to come out as Marxism. Some's going to come out as communism. You're going to hear a lot of different things from young people as they begin to realize what I am teaching in the Total Tech Takeover book, as they start to understand what's happening and that their government's not doing anything about it other than helping it happen and accelerating it. They're going to get increasingly confused. They're going to get increasingly fearful, and they're going to start lashing back in many, many ways. Before you judge them and before you hate on them, I encourage you to try to empathize with them, because many of y'all are on the last leg of your journey. And many of y'all don't have empathy for anybody else. You got that I got mine, so I'm good thing. Don't do that. That's not the way of God. That's not godly character. Godly character is the way of love for your neighbor as yourself. You should want the same thing for your neighbors that you were so blessed to have in every single way. Don't go down that. They're trying to bait everybody into hating each other. Look at these dirty Marxist communists. No. Be easy. Calm down. They're upset. They're pissed. You'd be pissed too. Can you imagine if they did this? I'm trying to picture myself back in 1990. If they did this to me and I couldn't afford a home, I had to rent an apartment for $2,100 a month because all the corporate hijackers bought up all the residential housing market and the government didn't do anything to protect it. Oh God, I'd be pissed. I don't even know what I'd be following. I know I'd be pissed. You know me, I have a Paul Revere spirit as it is. And that's what you're seeing from a lot of these young people. I'm here to tell you, my friends, they don't need scorn. They don't need rebuke. They don't need hatred. They don't need to be blown out of the water. What they need is education. They need to learn the things that I teach you on this channel. They need to understand that there's a such thing as a balanced and just government. It's just that we've gone so far off the rails that we can't see it anymore. But I've seen it, and I know it's possible. And I'm here to tell you the key is moderatism. The problem is that now that they've launched Genesis Mission, there may be no going back. Thomas Jefferson feared what he called an artificial aristocracy. And I'm not going to go into detail about it, but I do encourage you to research it today. And maybe ask the robot, connect the dots for me between Thomas Jefferson's prophecy of an artificial aristocracy and the artificial intelligence rise of the technocrats. Yeah, prepare to have your mind blown. He actually warned about this very outcome, and it's happening in front of our very eyes. And here's the unset. I'm not going to say scary, because I don't walk in fear, and I hope you don't either. Because if you have the armor of God, there's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. It's going to prosper against your neighbor, sadly. I hope you care about that. But I know it's a lot. Here's the unsettling thing. I'm going to leave you on this note. And hopefully I might be back tonight. I don't know. There's a lot going on right now in my life, in my circles with my friends and family. God is moving. Well, of course, the foundations are shaking. Here's the disturbing and unsettling thing, is that Jefferson said once this artificial aristocracy gets rooted in the government, in his words, it will be unassailable and it will be impossible to dislodge. Let me know your thoughts. Look forward to hearing from y'all. I pray that you have a blessed day. I pray that your hope is in the Lord. I hope that your foundation is the foundation that the builders in the Old Testament built on the chief cornerstone of the true ruler of the universe, the true king of the universe, the true super intelligence of the universe, the authentic super intelligence of the universe, as opposed to the artificial intelligence of the universe, Jesus Christ. I hope it is his wisdom and the wisdom of the domain experts we've talked today that you have pillared your walk. I pray your gate is straight, because I'm here to tell you, if your gate is messed up, the rest of your system's going to be messed up. That's why the Lord said, blessed are the feet of those who deliver good news. I hope I delivered some good news to you today, because in my mind, the truth is always good news, because it is the truth that makes us free. This has been Breaking Free with MJ. I love y'all. God bless you. May you have a blessed, 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 blessed day in every way.